Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation is a program offered free of cost to agricultural producers. Cheyenne Sparks tells us more about the program.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program facilitates mediations across all 77 counties of Oklahoma. Anybody that is in agriculture, whether you're a lender, you're a producer, you work contracts, you have fence line disputes, family farm transitions, if you are in agriculture or in any kind of conflict, we're here to help. And it's just to make sure that the conversation keeps going.
For more information, you can go to okmediation.gov.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
Well, March exports of U.S. pork were the largest since May of 2021, according to data released by USDA and compiled by the U.S. Meat Export Federation. While below last year's volume, March beef exports also the largest since October. March pork exports totaled 260,195 metric tons, which is up 17% year over year, and the ninth largest volume on record. Export value was also ninth largest at $724 million, up 18% from a year ago. It's great to see U.S. pork exports continue to expand in many of our Western Hemisphere markets, but there's also a notable momentum that we're seeing in the Asia-Pacific. That's coming from USMEF President and CEO Dan Hallstrom. Beef exports totaled 120,495 metric tons in March. That's down around 5% from a year ago. Export value fell 17% to $892.6 million, but both volume and value were the highest in 5 months. U.S. beef exports faced considerable headwinds late last year and at the beginning of 2023, but March results show some encouraging trends, Hallstrom said. Most Asian markets showed renewed momentum in March, while exports continue to trend higher to Mexico, the Caribbean, and South Africa. Other first quarter results for U.S. beef include Japan is this year's volume leader for U.S. beef exports at 69,280 metric tons. Philippines also continues to be a growth market for U.S. beef. Demand for U.S. beef has increased dramatically in South Africa, where first quarter exports nearly tripled from a year ago to 5,825 metric tons. Beef variety demand also fueled first quarter growth in Peru, where variety meat exports quadrupled from a year ago to 1,024 metric tons. And March beef export value equated to $397.22 per head for fed slaughter, which is down around 16% from a year ago, while the first average was down 21% at $373.42.
Well, the National Association of Farm Broadcasters Washington Watch, the group of farm broadcasters had a chance to talk with Senator Roger Marshall from Kansas about the farm bill, education, nutrition, and crop insurance. As farmers and ranchers are businessmen and businesswomen, Marshall said they need up-to-date reports.
My farmers and ranchers in today's world, it's not my grandfather's farm anymore, right? These are businessmen and women. They need up-to-date reports and what's going on. You cannot give a farmer or rancher too much information anymore.
Marshall said he sees the challenges on how the Environmental Protection Agency is slow to adopt chemistry and new technology and gives us an update on how important it is for us as producers to keep EPA up to date.
Right. So there's three carbon sinks out there, right? Three big carbon sinks, the ocean, trees, and soil. So if you want me to continue to no-till farm on our ranch, then we need these chemicals to do that. And I just don't think that many people at the EPA understand that. That sometimes you have to trade one for another and see which is the maximum benefit. So that's what we need to be sharing, is that part of the story.
Once again, that's Kansas Senator Roger Marshall. You've got farm news on Ron. Agriculture is the backbone of Oklahoma. As our state's farmers and ranchers care for the land and their livestock, Oklahoma Farm Bureau is standing up for agriculture and sharing amazing stories that play out each and every day in rural America. Join Oklahoma Farm Bureau today to help strengthen agriculture's voice as we work together towards a brighter future. Join Oklahoma Farm Bureau today online at okfarmbureau.org. Together, we are rural Oklahoma. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.